From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. In a few minutes, patients with Parkinson's find their voice again. First, a rising political star from North Texas. U.S. House Republicans late yesterday agreed to temporarily extend the authority of the Export-Import Bank, which provides financing for businesses selling overseas. The extension was part of a funding bill needed to prevent a government shutdown at the end of the month. But Dallas Congressman and Republican Jeb Hensarling is waging a battle to kill the Export-Import Bank. Shelley Koffler has this profile of Hensarling, who may lose this short-term battle, but who expects to win the fight.
Americans for Prosperity, good afternoon!
Last month, the Americans for Prosperity convention in Dallas was a showcase for liberty-leaning politicians with national ambition. Presidential hopefuls Rand Paul, Ben Carson, Rick Perry, Ted Cruz, and Jeb Hensarling, whose name keeps surfacing as a contender for the top job in the U.S. House.
I dream of a spending limit amendment to the Constitution to prevent national bankruptcy. I dream of a fair tax or a flat tax that is IRS-free.
The congressman from Dallas says he's not running to replace House Speaker John Boehner. Still, close friend and former vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan keeps talking about what a great speaker Hensarling would make if Boehner steps down.
He's one of the intellectual leaders of our party. And he's one of those people who I believe a lot of our members look to and listen to for guidance and leadership when we have difficult situations that we're confronting.
Hensarling recently said no to the number two job in the House, but would he really say no to being number one?
If your colleagues came to you and they said, you're the guy for this job, would you do it?
I do not think it smart for Republicans to be looking beyond the election that takes place the first week of November. So that's what I'm focused on.
What he's also focused on right now is one of his many efforts to rein in federal spending and, as he puts it, advance free market competition. As chairman of the powerful Financial Services Committee, Hensarling wants to end funding for the Export-Import Bank, which provides financing to U.S. businesses selling their products overseas. Hensarling doesn't like subsidies, and he objects to 80% of the bank's financing being spent on big multinationals like Boeing.
I just don't think it's fair that one small business in Mesquite, Texas, say Williams Paint and Body, that serves Americans, you know, the federal government doesn't come in to subsidize their product, but if somebody cares to sell to the Russians and the Chinese, the federal government does. I don't think it's wise. I don't think it's fair.
Hensarling admits he may lose the battle when Congress decides whether to reauthorize the Ex-Im Bank this month, but he believes he'll eventually kill it. He likens the long-haul fight to another one he waged to end earmarks. That's the practice of lawmakers funding specific projects, often in their own districts.
People said, well, you know, you're on a quixotic venture. Well, it took 4 years. I still have some scars. But ultimately, we got the Republican conference to give up on earmarks, and that is a good thing.
Hensarling has bucked his own party on other economic reforms. He opposed TARP and the federal bailout when most Republicans didn't. He worked to reform Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac during the housing credit crisis. He wants to reform the tax system and pass a constitutional spending limit. His small government deficit-cutting philosophy tracks closely with that of his mentor, former Texas Senator Phil Graham, who he worked for.
He taught me that you should always consider anything you vote on in light of kind of the Dickey Flats of the world. You got to be able to say that somehow the cause of liberty and opportunity, that somehow the plight of the common man was made a little bit better because of your efforts.
Hensarling believes eliminating the Export-Import Bank passes that test. And while he faces opposition from some businesses and colleagues, his position as a committee chairman and his growing reputation means he'll be able to wage a tough fight. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.
Hundreds of people with Parkinson's disease from across the country have brought their voices back to life through a speech therapy program based in Richardson. They go from this.
And I don't have the energy to get the words out a lot of the time.
To this.
I think my voice is clearer, more resonant. less hoarse.
As part of KERA's Breakthrough series, Lauren Silverman reports the Parkinson Voice Project has not only changed life for older patients, it's helped a young Marine find his voice.
Walk through the halls of this Richardson building, and you're likely to hear yelling, counting, or singing. These are the sounds of people with Parkinson's reclaiming their voices. Along the beige walls, silver letters spell out quotes from graduates. I'm back in charge. My grandkids can understand me.
This one over here is really interesting. It says, I can laugh again, literally. So I laugh again because I'm happy, but people don't realize that when you lose the ability to speak, to make sound, you can't laugh. You try to laugh, but no sound will come out.
Samantha Ellendary started the nonprofit Parkinson Voice Project from her home in the 90s. Today, she's in a 6,800-square-foot building that's become an international destination. Parkinson's makes it difficult to coordinate routine muscle movements, like walking, blinking, and talking. Medication can reduce some symptoms, but physical and speech therapy are an important part of treatment.
If people with Parkinson's go through intensive voice therapy and they keep up with it, then they can keep their voices strong for many, many, many years.
The challenge, she says, is that Medicare and insurance don't cover maintenance therapy.
That's why all over the country, people are going through therapy, but the results aren't lasting.
So the Parkinson Voice Project started a follow-up group for patients after they complete 4 weeks of intensive voice coaching. It's called The Loud Crowd, and there are more than 400 members.
My name's Jason Allen Arwine. I was diagnosed with early onset Parkinson's October 31st of 2012. How I refer to it, I got a trick instead of a treat that day.
Arwine was just 33 years old when he got the news. Parkinson's is often associated with older people, but about 10% of those diagnosed are younger than 50. Arwine says people are often caught off guard when they find out the reason behind his softer speech or slight limp.
Some people would joke and say, you've been drinking a little on the side? And you know, no, sir, I've had Parkinson's. And the face they get, and they're like, crap.
There's no cure for Parkinson's disease, but you can keep your muscles strong through hard work and practice. Arwine has taken on that challenge.
If I'm going to go for something, I'm going to go 100 gusto. So I gave it my all, and it's done nothing but benefit me.
Arwine practices speaking with intent. That's the nonprofit's mantra, chatting with his wife Heather, reading sports blogs aloud, or scolding their French bulldog. Before, he says,
I was talking very monotone, but now I'm not. Now I'm kind of back to what I call my military voice, where it's clear, concise, a lot more recognizable.
Jason Arwine may be the youngest person to come through this building, but he still likes the oldies. He gets his voice practice in the car, singing along to George Strait, Dolly Parton, or Tim McGraw.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old. Little girl came through the front gate holding a fishing pole.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
This Saturday, the Loud Crowd will perform songs from the 1960s at their annual performance at the Heights Baptist Church in Richardson. You can find details at breakthroughs.kera.org. In the forecast, we've got sunny skies with a high near 100, 50% chance of rain tonight and tomorrow. It's 80 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.
Long as she don't go, take any boy in the world.